This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're actually going to be speaking about trust, because in today's polarizing climate, trust actually matters more than ever before. Enduring and sustainable corporate success actually hinges on this. But against this backdrop, society is also demanding more from companies, leaders and investors on how they respond to the major shifts shaping the world, which is why trust needs to be nurtured in these challenging times.
But how do companies build and recognize trust? What are the key efforts that build a trustworthy organization? To encourage this corporate culture, PwC Malaysia is bringing back the Building Trust Award this year. Now, this is the fourth award since its inception in 2015 and the first to be held virtually. Participating companies will be assessed on the quality of companies' corporate reporting and how they are perceived by their stakeholders. In addition, the general public will be able to take part in the public poll to weigh in on which companies they feel have done the most to build trust. The results will then be deliberated by an independent panel of judges.
So for more on this, we have on the line with us Pauline Ho, PwC Malaysia Assurance Partner and Building Trust Program Sponsor. Good morning, Pauline. Now, why does PwC choose to champion building trust in companies? I mean, does such a culture actually translate to better company performance?
In 2015, we set out on a journey to encourage Malaysian companies to make trust building a priority with the Building Trust Awards. This is in line with PwC's purpose to build trust in society and solve important problems. We realized then that businesses have a significant role to play in response to the growing trust deficit in the market. The awards recognize and celebrate companies that are making efforts to build trust beyond their financials. When COVID-19 was first declared a pandemic in March 2020, we started seeing an uptick in the volume of discussion around trust in business in Malaysia. The surge of interest in the topic prompted us to find out how companies are building trust in times of uncertainty and what we can learn from them. So based on PwC's research, we saw a difference between companies who took an active approach to build trust and those who left trust to chart its own course. Companies that were agile and focused on addressing customers' changing needs during the pandemic demonstrated strong capabilities to chart a path forward amidst uncertainties. Companies that were transparent about their performance, plans and progress can help sustain stakeholders' confidence in the company's ability to overcome adversity. Companies who went above and beyond in their role as responsible corporate citizens and adapted their plans for the health and safety of customers and employees show that they were authentic in their approach and genuine in their care for the community. So there is evidence that building trust can translate to better company performance, especially in times of adversity.
What is the methodology involved in determining the winners?
The methodology that we use for the Building Trust Awards have evolved over the years, but what we assess stays the same. First, we look at what companies say in their corporate reporting about themselves. And secondly, how they are perceived by their stakeholders, including employees and the general public. So it's a mirror of what others think about them. This year, we wanted to broaden the conversation on trust to a wider group of businesses. This is why our finalists this year include 10 companies each from the FBM KLCI 30, as well as the FBM Meet 70. To arrive at our FBM KLCI 30 finalists, we assess the quality of corporate reporting through a benchmarking exercise. And for the FBM Meet 70 finalists, we use online listening and data analytics of publicly available online conversations between January and December 2020 via an AI-assisted approach. This helps us measure how the various stakeholders of these companies perceive their trust-building efforts. We then update our trust perception measurement via online listening to cover data collected in 2021 and to assess all 20 companies, including the KLCI companies. We exclude data that is generated by the companies themselves. We are also collaborating with the Asia School of Business to run a survey among employees of the shortlisted companies to assess how leaders foster a culture of trust at the workplace. And we will once again be supplementing our methodology with a public poll, which is open now until the 17th of September. This is an opportunity for Malaysians to weigh in on which companies have done the most to build trust. The results from the poll and the other components will be deliberated by an independent panel of judges to arrive at the winners. So if listeners out there want to influence the outcome of the Building Trust Awards, share your thoughts in a poll on our PwC social media or on our website at pwc.com/my/BTA.
But Pauline, in terms of respondents, I mean, why are the stakeholders limited to the public and employees? Why not shareholders and track if the company actually achieves their KPIs?
A company's goals predominantly take into account their shareholders' needs. Increasingly, shareholders are also expecting companies to address long-term value creation, which includes how they are tackling material issues such as climate change and aligning to other ESG priorities. But we don't only address what shareholders need. In shortlisting the finalists from the FBM KLCI 30 Index, we benchmark these companies' annual reports and sustainability reports against the Value Reporting Foundation's Integrated Reporting Framework using PwC's benchmarking tool. Employing the IR principles to assess these reports provide a window into not only the company's financial performance, but also how they create value for all their relevant stakeholders over the short, medium, and long term. The integrated report also looks at more than just KPIs. While achieving KPIs are great, focusing only on this means we don't take into account how the company integrates the broader risks and opportunities within the environment which it operates. For example, the entry of a new competitor or a new technology emerging that levels the playing field into its long-term strategy and its operating policies and procedures.
Since PwC has been running these awards from 2015, has there been a noticeable improvement when it comes to trust? Or is there still a trust deficit among Malaysian companies?
If you refer to well-known indices such as the Alderman Trust Barometer and Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index, they have pointed to a decline in trust levels among Malaysian institutions between 2015 to 2017. This was reversed to show improvements from 2018 to now. This trend was shaped by defining events of the time, including corporate misconduct issues, the general election, and more recently, the COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic has prompted businesses to rethink what they deem as trusted behaviors. More than that, many have come to understand that the yardstick that trust is measured against is always changing. What used to work 2 or 3 years ago may not be relevant today. Through the awards, we want to highlight that trust is not just a nice to have, but an asset that can be measured with tangible gains to those who are authentic and consistent in their efforts. But that doesn't mean that it's binary, where there is or there isn't trust. Events of the past year have shown us that trust is a journey in resilience and need to be earned continuously. What this means is that you can probably never reach a point where you can say, we've done enough, we are trusted. What's encouraging for us to see is there is a clear positive improvement in the quality of corporate reporting. This is contained in our recently launched report of the IR benchmarking exercise for the FBM KLCI 30 companies. Having a clear and consistent message when you communicate with your stakeholders is essential in building trust. For a different perspective, we will also consider what others are saying about these companies, both internally through their employees and externally via the public.
Now, what is usually lacking among businesses in their efforts to build trust, Pauline? I mean, what are the key ingredients to actually build a trustworthy corporation?
Well, I believe there is no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to building trust. We believe trust building is a journey, and that is why the awards measure the efforts made by companies to build trust, and not which companies are the most trustworthy. We believe that trust can be measured through PwC Malaysia's Trust Analytics Framework, which has three elements: capability, responsibility, and transparency. First, on capability, we are looking at the question of whether companies and the people who run those businesses are consistently meeting stakeholders' expectations. Are the performance and track record consistent with what is being disclosed? An example is focusing on customer experience and working with them to explore new ways to alleviate their pain point. With regards to responsibility, we look at the questions of how much does a company care about the longer-term interests of its stakeholders and employees, as well as the society and environment it operates in. And more importantly, is this translated into action? So for example, a company CEO that takes the lead in responding to a crisis or customer issue can be seen as being more responsible. Those words need to be translated to actions in resolving the underlying issue to demonstrate sincerity. Last but not least, on transparency, we explore how much of what the company does is observable by its stakeholders and the public. Referring to the same example earlier, regular communication of actions taken and progress made can be shared with the relevant stakeholders in order to gain their trust. Once you have earned that trust, you can use that as a buffer to help you in both good and bad times. All this will certainly help companies stay resilient in challenging times.
Thank you for your time. That was Pauline Ho, PwC Malaysia Assurance Partner and Building Trust Program Sponsor. In conjunction with that, we are running a poll this morning on Twitter asking you, how do businesses earn your trust? And there are basically three options: communicate transparently, reliable goods and services, And the last one, which is socially responsible. At the moment, the overwhelming winner is reliable goods and services. But even within the tweet itself, there is another poll that you can actually weigh in. Do participate, and let us know. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.